Broadcasting live from the San Diego Marriott Marquis and Marina, it's CEO Exclusive. Now here's your hosts, Mark Borelli and Soini Cope.
Hi, welcome to the Vistage Executive Summit. We're back with CEO Exclusive Radio. I'm delighted to have my co-host with me, Mark Borelli, and I'm Soini Koch. And in this segment, we're going to be talking to Jennifer Robinson from Mission Healthcare. So, Jen, tell us what's happening with healthcare and home health services that you think is important for other CEOs in the middle market to know.
There is a huge focus in media about the cost of healthcare. They focus more, you'll hear a lot about rehospitalization and the cost of rehospitalization of patients. And so home health care, physicians seeing patients in the home, it's just the cost of caring for folks in the home is so much less with technology that's going on today. It's safer. You can accomplish things that you could not accomplish before with not having to be in the brick and mortar. Across the nation, it really is a cost savings, which, our Medicare dollars and our healthcare dollars are, that's the Affordable Care Act and all the things that have come into play are because the cost of healthcare is just astronomical.
So. Can you give our listeners a sense of what that ratio might be? So if somebody goes into the hospital, it costs X, but if they're seen in the home, it costs Y?
Yeah. An average stay in a hospital is about 3 days. And so for the cost of staying in a hospital for 3 days is about $30,000. So the next level would be a skilled nursing facility. And this is, I'm mostly speaking about the elderly population because we treat those are the
those are your
folks
your patients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so skilled nursing is about $600 a day. And so in home health care, they reimburse on average about $3,000 to care for a patient for 60 days. So it's $50, $100 a day. So you can see that the cost of that, compared to being in a hospital, is you take $30,000 and see how many patients you can care for, if you're spending $50 a day versus $30,000 a day.
Mm-hmm. So do you find with this, is the decision for people to use your services more driven financially, or just they don't want to be in a hospital because they're scared they may never come out, which I think
It's kind of a little bit of both, right? Honestly. And so it's really, there's been more of a demand. Think about when you have the flu or if you're sick and you have to get up and get in your car and drive and, oh my gosh, it's just terribly taxing. Now think if you were 80 years old, how hard that is. And maybe you had a neighbor that went to the hospital and never came out. And so, really today with all the technology that we have, patients can be seen at home as safely as they can in a hospital. I'll give you kind of an example. I think the best thing to do would be take like a cardiac patient. Cardiac patients, they end up in the hospital because their symptoms get out of control. So they go to the hospital, they get their symptoms under control by medication, and so they feel great when they go home. So what happens when they go home is they stop taking their medication because they felt good after they left the hospital. So what home health does is they come in once a patient leaves the hospital to make sure they take those medications and do all the things that they need to prevent rehospitalization. So if you can control and manage those things in the home, it just makes sense. On an even deeper level, there's now technology that's Bluetooth technology that we all have on our phones, right? And so there are seamless ways that you can monitor a patient's heart rate, their oxygen, their blood pressure without them ever even having to get out of bed. They hook up these, electrodes or whatever, and if they have, and that's monitored by a nurse that's remote. And if there's an event that occurs, they're going to call that patient or their emergency contact and have them check on them versus having them to be in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So you can see how that cost would be completely.
So to follow up from that, what do you think is the biggest misconception people have about home health care when you're selling the idea?
Gosh, the biggest misconception, that you don't get the care that you need. It's kind of interesting. So when we're recruiting clinicians, I think that's probably the best example. A lot of nurses will say, home health care is where nurses go when they, don't want to use their skills anymore. And the reality is you have to have better skills to be in the home to work in home health care than you do in a hospital because you're out there by yourself. So you have to completely understand their environment and what they're up against, what their diet is. And if something happens, you have to have a bag of tricks that you don't necessarily have to have in the hospital. So I think that's probably the biggest misconception.
Mm. And, you know, as you talk about the quality or the perception and the difference in quality, you know, what are the quality metrics like for home health versus being in the hospital as well? Like infections and all those other things.
Yeah. So again,
hospital readmissions.
Yeah. So again, another huge misconception. So people think that you go to the hospital, it's safe and sterile and all those things, right? So there have been studies that show that everybody, we all have our little bugs that live with us, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're all used to the bugs that are in our home. So your risk for infection is less if you stay in the home versus if you go to the hospital and you're exposed to all these things you've not been exposed to before. It's almost like if you're, you know, traveling on an airplane and, you know, you have all those people and it's this confined environment. Those are, you know, same kind of factors apply. So that's... does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So, again, you know, you talked about the nursing staff having to have better skills because mm-hmm. they don't have the bag of tricks or they don't have the help they have within the brick-and-mortar environment. So how do you keep these employees motivated? Because I'm sure they're spending a lot of time by themselves, sometimes dealing with some cranky old people. I hate to say it, but having had an elderly parent who's since passed, I know that when they weren't well, boy, they can be difficult and cranky. You know, how do you keep those employees' morale up and motivated?
You know, my my background is physical therapy, so I actually saw patients in the home, and so I think it's a passion. If you're caring for folks, one of the things that really made a difference for me is when I worked in a facility, I worked in a hospital, and so when a patient had like a total hip replacement, I could go in, I had to help get them up right after surgery, and then I had to get them back in bed and go see my next patient. So I would spend maybe 15 minutes with the patient. When I go to somebody's home, I have the opportunity to spend an hour with that patient, directing them and making sure that they're safe. And so I think that's the thing that's so appealing for folks that are, you know, nurses or clinicians in general that work in an environment where they don't get to spend that quality time with patients. It just, that's probably the biggest motivating factor.
Okay. So I'm going to ask a stupid question, which is like, why is this not more prevalent? I mean, if the numbers are all there, you know, and people do most of the time, it's shown that people would prefer to stay in their homes if they could. Why isn't adoption higher?
I think it just has to do with history. I mean, hospitals have always been the place to go, and you know, it's moving in that direction. I think that our generation of folks and are going to demand that, and you don't know what you don't know until you need it. And so once somebody experiences that, then they'll have a better opportunity to understand.
So you've been growing, but you have been growing tremendously
goodness.
Over the past, you know, few years.
Yeah.
So what have you attributed that to?
I think one of the things that we have been able to do is create a culture that might be different than other healthcare environments where we, you know, put our employees and our patients first, feel like if we take great care of our employees, that they're going to take good care of patients. And so that results in good outcomes. And so, you know, those patients will go back to their physicians or the hospital case managers and let them know the type of care that they've received. And so that has really propelled our growth. So I think it's really, you know, kind of stems around our culture, frankly.
Mm-hmm. How do people find you?
Word of mouth, website. We, you know, advertise for patients. Find us. We have a sales team and marketing team that go out and just let people know about our service. So they call on doctors and case managers at hospitals so they know about us that way. And then employees, you know, obviously we recruit online.
Yeah. Great.
So just as a matter of interest, because that was quite interesting, are hospitals interested in patients doing home health care as well for them?
Oh, my goodness. So with this recent, like I said, they're really focusing on rehospitalization, and the cost of that is just astronomical. Like I said, $30,000 for a three-day stay at a hospital. They're now seeing that when rehospitalization, the cost is so crazy expensive that they're partnering with physicians. There's been changes in legislation that physicians get reimbursed more now for seeing patients in the home. There's a transitional care that they can charge for that transitions patients home to make sure they stay home safely. And then home health companies are partnering with hospitals. So they're finding that the outcomes are better in patients staying home for greater than 30 days if they utilize home health services. Yeah, it's definitely up and coming. And
but just in terms of the numbers, so are you taking share away from hospitals or no?
No, we actually, they partner with home health companies because once a patient leaves a hospital, their hospitals will now get fined if a patient comes back within 30 days.
Okay.
And so they want to figure out ways to keep them out of the hospital safer, sooner, so that it decreases that cost. And so, it actually helps the whole system because they don't get rehospitalized, and so they don't get that fine.
Mm-hmm. So if we turn, you know, to kind of talk about Mission Health now, the theme of today is bold leadership. And you talked a lot about, you know, how culture really matters, and the culture is what's spurred your growth. So how do you think about bold leadership, and what does bold leadership mean to you?
You just have to be true to your values and be bold in the decisions you make. I'll give you an example. We recently had all of our management team read Delivering Happiness. So the Zappos story, have either of you read that? Okay, mm-hmm. It's awesome. It's all about like the wow customer service, right? And so that, I think we attributed our growth to that wow customer service and giving that care to not only our employees, but our patients and everybody we serve. So if we have an employee, say there is, you know, a nurse or a therapist or somebody that comes to work for us, and they might be the best clinician on earth, but if culturally they don't fit into our organization, then they're not going to get that wow experience, and neither are our patients. And so that's, I mean, I think that's bold, that we would potentially pass up somebody who might be really skillful but doesn't fit our culture, because it just is just proven to be so important. So.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking a little time out of your time here at the Visage Executive Summit to stop and talk with CEO Exclusive Radio. It was great having you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.